One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Rosie.
But you can't, like, girl.
I want you
good
here.
Girl.
She went to
I was really excited to start filming with her sitting next to me because then I think she knew that we were starting to record and she
puts you in a good mood.
I think she was a little distracted from your pants. She wanted people to really, like, look at her.
I think she knows that she's never on next to me when we're filming.
Do you keep track?
Turned on.
I think I'm her favorite.
You're definitely her favorite. Do you, like, feed her treat?
No.
Watch that T word.
Yeah, I got to watch out for that.
I don't think she knows that word, really.
We just vibe.
Do you F-E-E-D her when she's H-U-R-U-N-G-Y?
I've never
heard
her. I just give her attention.
She knows the H-word.
I give her a lot of attention, though.
Can she be our mascot?
She is our mascot.
Like,
you got to give less.
We should make
the nails.
I don't need nails.
Basically unfiltered.
I'm just rubbing. I'm rubbing.
Yes. And that's friction. Like our logo.
And she has one.
I love you.
Down.
Remember when you like didn't know her name?
Yeah, I called her what, Lucy?
They call her like 50 different names.
Yeah. Vivian. I'm just kidding.
Vivian.
Wait, this is a story that like, well, it's not really a story. Remy always dies because growing up, I like knew this was weird, but then I got older and I like realized how weird it was. But my mom growing up had a dog. And her name was Michelle.
Michelle as a dog?
That's one of those people names for an animal that just
doesn't work.
It's so good though.
Work.
What kind of dog was she?
I think a poodle.
It's even better that it's a poodle named Michelle.
Forget.
You know that's my least favorite dog.
A poodle. You know they're the smartest.
Really?
Yeah,
they're really smart.
Do you like full size or mini?
Mini poodle?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a mini poodle.
My dream dog is a
really?
Mini ginger
so
toy
cute.
Poodle.
My friend had that.
They're so smart
they're
cute.
They're like tiny though.
The big ones are scary.
I looked up the most hated dogs. Don't ask me why
Golden
I looked this
doodles.
Up. But I looked up the most hated dog. No, it's a chihuahuas, number one.
Chihuahuas.
Oh. I thought people love chihuahuas.
You're going to tell me you're going to look at this?
I know they're yappy, but.
You're going to look at this and tell her she's not cute?
Momo.
She is cute.
But she's a... You know, she's a mix.
You were going to say mutt.
No.
You saw that coming, right?
No, I just knew she was shaming full breed chihuahuas. I knew that was coming.
No,
she's like full breed?
No, I do. I just, Momo's a special one.
Where is the Taco Bell dog? That's what I want.
I was devastated.
No,
when
didn't
he passed
he
away.
They did a whole thing where he passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a sigil at every Taco Bell. You didn't see that?
Best commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I had the pet dog.
I
loved him.
You know the Taco Bell, I had that as my alarm clock.
No.
Boom. Yeah. It gets me right up.
Wait,
did
okay.
you actually?
Yeah.
Okay, real question. What is the best thing on the Taco Bell menu? One item.
Is it a gordita?
Cheesy gordita crunch.
The one with the hard shell and soft shell.
And then it's wrapped around it.
Yeah. Oh my, and I used to be against those. Every time
really?
They'd say, you got to get those. I'm
I
like,
felt
no.
the same way.
Do you remember the commercial?
Dude.
I didn't know that was
incredible.
A commercial.
What?
I remember that, but I didn't realize
they
that
did
was the commercial
elbow,
for it.
Elbow crunch, yeah.
I do remember that. I would say Doritos. Cheesy gordita crunch, and I'm a sucker. I still love my the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap Supreme girl.
I'll always, but you know
it's
what?
So good.
not every time it hits. Sometimes it's made in like a weird way.
When
you
it gets
eat
soggy.
And you're like, it's not there. And then that's why I always
get it. It depends on the
up.
Freshness of the hard shell.
The last time I had it, it wasn't the best, but I was like, I swear it was better.
This year, we went in February to the Super Bowl and talk about, they're doing it soon.
Live
they're
Moss,
doing it next month.
Yeah.
I want to go so badly.
Live Moss
Live.
Can you
guys
can you bring us?
We should ask if we can go.
No, Taco Bell,
begging.
Please.
You
please.
Guys, no.
Taco
when
Bell,
I tell
we
you,
love you Taco
it was
Bell.
The most incredible event. So they did like a keynote where they had everybody sit in this like arena kind of thing where they put like a huge projection on and they were like live streaming it to the Taco Bell headquarters in Irvine. And they were showing all of the new menu items that were coming this year slash also bringing things back. And we were like, oh my God, this is so cool. Boom. Then the guy comes up and he goes, and now you get to try all of it.
Oh,
they literally
yeah.
open the doors.
Behind,
they take us.
It was crazy.
Every booth has everything they just showed us.
People love like seeing the new Teslas coming out. No, I want to be at the what's coming
show
out
me
in
an
Taco
Bell.
Yes.
Specifically
and it was
is
really
where
cool
be.
Because a lot of this stuff like wouldn't come out for like 6 months. But to be able to be like, I had that. It was so
And you
good.
Know they made that shit good.
It
for,
was
the,
good.
For the
and
first
you know
time.
Was
people
really
oh.
good? They did a Crunchwrap Supreme. But instead of a normal tostada in it, it was a giant Cheez-It.
Oh! Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
Those are out.
Amazing.
Okay. Nobody, please don't hate me, but I love their pizza.
We listen and we don't judge.
Yes.
I've never tried it.
It's good. It's like the little round meatballs on the top.
It was
good.
The only thing I got for like 5 years. Ooh. Every time I would go.
Oh, I don't love it that much.
I was actually addicted to them.
Wow.
It's so good.
It's okay. I always loved getting the double Del cheeseburger from Del Taco, which is like. It's,
and their fries are good too.
And like everyone would make fun of me because they're like, who gets a burger at like a Mexican
place.
Restaurant like, or drive through? You know what I mean? And I loved it.
Ooh, their egg rolls.
You know what I love? I love the Filet-O-Fish.
Really?
Me too, Remy!
I love
a Filet-O-Fish.
Get out. Get
I'm
out right
done.
Now.
Nobody
Bye.
Understands.
So
no,
good.
No, you know what I like? Sharknado taters.
Yes.
In my mashed potatoes.
Wait, that's like, it's kind of, it reminds
it
me of shark
taters. It was giving a little whiff of Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, yeah. No,
have you seen the double Filet-O-Fish?
They have a double. Y'all don't know. You
that,
guys don't know.
That's a little bit too much for me.
Here's the thing, Heath. This is why I learned to love Filet-O-Fish, right? Back then, when I was living with my dad, we used to not be able to eat any meat, right? It had to be halal. It had to be blessed. This is back when I was like.
But fish?
No, but
don't
look,
count?
We'd go to McDonald's and we can't eat anything there but Filet-O-Fish.
Okay, so it's a lot
so
more
the whole family
eat
Filet-O-Fish.
Love a Filet-O-Fish.
As kids, we'd eat that, and then I start to grow a love for Filet-O-Fish.
The first time you tried it, were you like, hell no?
No, first time I was like, hell yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me. And after I started
that
eating
shitty
meat,
plastic
and when I started
cheese,
eating meat, you know
so
how
good.
Long I kept eating Filet-O-Fish until I moved on to finally to like one of their like Big Macs? A long time.
Oh my God.
I got judged.
So do you like a Long John Silver?
No, I've never had anything like Long John Silver or Bubba Gum.
You like Long John Silver?
I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. Truly. I don't know if I've ever had it, but like I would eat it.
I feel like she would like the ones where you wear gloves and it's like a big
boiling
oil.
Yeah, you
have
like
you
that?
Into a seafood boil?
No. It's crazy.
Oh, we're taking them.
That's a good, that's a good video. Yeah.
Amazing. We can it's also messy. Make it at home. It's so good.
Oh, actually, I think I'd rather have it at home. I feel
it's
like
really
you'd make
fun.
It, make it real.
It's
we were
going to
really do it for Christmas.
Fun.
Ashley wanted to do it.
A little Christmas boil.
Yeah, a little Christmas boil.
It's so fun. I'm on like crawfish TikTok in like Louisiana where they're like literally just pulling them up
Wait,
and putting them on a table.
We should go to Louisiana and do the boil there.
Okay.
It went from let's do it at home to now we're flying
it
to Louisiana.
Guys, I'm trying to be spontaneous here. Let's book it right now. Remy, pull out the calendar.
Okay.
I think we should get this in the calendar right now.
And we're booked.
But yeah, Taco Bell, if you're listening, please.
Literally any fast food chain. If you want us to come try your new menu items, we will be there.
Mm-hmm. I do get like really excited when like a fast food chain emails me and I'm like, what are we doing?
I was excited what to hear about the footlong cookies at Subway.
Horrible.
Oh, they had
we tried them all.
You tried
Wait,
it?
Let's roll the intro and then we can continue this.
Oh yeah,
talk,
we got
to
get to this.
Yeah, hit it. We got to go.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Filet-O-Fish.
And I'm Heath, and I'm pissed right now. It's not good.
Okay, so we were on the way up to Mammoth, so it was like a random subway in the middle of, like, attached to a gas station in the middle of nowhere.
You know the random subway that's like in the middle of nowhere?
Like Bishop, I think.
It's, I
like
think on even the way before Bishop. You know that one straightaway?
Yes, with the mannequins.
After you make a right at the mannequins. And then it's
what area is this?
On the way up to Mammoth. Have you guys been to Mammoth?
Yes, but I have no idea what you're talking
about.
It's
just a very bleak. Prim? No, that's Vegas.
Bleak.
Sorry. It's a very bleak subway, and which I will say, I think could have gone either way. It could have been the most incredible experience or the most...
Hey, my sandwich was good.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Most mediocre experience. It was not fabulous. So we did all three. We tried the footlong pretzel, the footlong churro, and the footlong cookie.
And we were ready for it, too, because we were in the car for 4 hours.
Because Subway has the best cookies. They're chocolate with the white chocolate chips. And their cranberry one, I love that.
You know what I hate when you put the cookies along with your sandwich? It may be because I get tuna, but when you put it in the same bag as your tuna sandwich, it's not in the same you know how they put all your shit in together in one Subway bag?
You know when you put your cookie as like a bun replacement? So
they put your chips and everything in one bag, right? But like the smell of the fish gets into the cookie, and when you're eating the cookie, it just tastes like a tuna cookie.
You should ask for it in a separate bag or hold it.
But it must be a problem if they're doing it in every bag. I'm surprised that like it's not a known thing.
I think
like,
if you're eating the cookie after the sandwich, you just still
I think they also don't give a fuck.
I'm telling you. It's the stench is on there. Okay, I just wanted to say that.
That's why you just don't get tuna sandwiches.
We did just say the homemade
tuna melt.
Subway is homemade.
It's not tuna.
They make it there. It's homemade.
Yeah, they're putting yoga mats in that bread in the bag.
I don't care. I love that tuna, whether it's real or not.
Same. I'll eat tuna anyway.
I swim in it.
There's never a fish. No, that's not true.
I just like mushy, mushy, like just fish. And
I love a mushy texture.
Yeah, that's why you love my Sharktados. You're a big fan of it.
The fact that they like actually have it. Like we've talked about the Sharktados so much.
Honestly, as someone who loves cooking, I was very impressed by the innovation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And all the pastas I put together.
No, that was, it tasted a little, no one caught this, and I think Cal cut it from the video. It tasted like metal, but.
He definitely caught it. Why did Cal cut that? It's hilarious. Tasted like metal.
Yeah, I kept saying, I was like, does anyone taste metal?
It's like pennies.
Yeah. Why did he cut that?
It was probably the fucking metal wrapper of the Velveeta cheese.
Oh yeah! You know, I did throw the whole block in there with the foil.
Let the foil just melt down.
I died when you were like, my mom told me like a little sour cream goes a long way, and you put a tablespoon in when you've got a fucking vat of pasta.
One dollop goes a long way.
Yum.
Also, if you guys haven't checked out our Patreon, make sure to do so. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We've got a ton of bonus videos on there. If you want Zane's shark tater NATO recipe.
Oh, you're not going to want to miss that. I show you step by step how daddy makes it, right? All
dance
on my Patreon.
Included.
Yeah, full dance too. And we have a full dancing video that Mariah taught us.
Yes, we did a full choreographed
Wait, that's out by
buttons.
The time this is going up.
Yep. Also, I was sore for like a week.
Still am.
Really?
Yep.
Remember my when neck you was thought so you sore. Like tore your
My quads, they hurt so bad.
I know, but 2 seconds later, you were like hitting every move.
You gotta
so
push
funny.
Through, baby.
Oh, you know what else is out? Our bonus high episode podcast that we have on there too. That's out right now too.
There's so much on there. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything and you can go back. You can binge watch whatever you want. It's a great time. If you want to check it out again, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
And not one person we know that was on there that regretted getting on the Patreon. It is a fun time on there. And you will see once you're on there, baby. You are missing out.
All right. Well, guys, it is the top of the year, and, you know, we're just getting back into the swing of things. 2025 has started off with a bang.
What?
And today we thought that we would answer some very frequently asked questions, just like some juicy questions, things that you guys want to know about us.
Start the year off hot.
Q&A!
You guys love a Q&A. And, you know, we can continue to learn more about each other every episode.
And we have a lot of new subscribers.
We do.
Like, there's people who don't know Schoolisha, thank God. There's people who don't know Vine.
There's people that don't know Jane and Heather.
No, exactly. And you know? And there's some people who never watched Remy's DIY dorm room decor video.
You missed out. You missed out.
What happened there?
I was just doing DIYs every week at one point.
This was the chandelier thing?
That was my DIY home decor.
And this was before you were cooking?
Yes. Before the cooking. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Before the cooking, there
was DIY. I
thought
you were always cooking.
I like always.
She
just,
is.
I mean,
and
I
she's
was
always
cooking.
That was so sweet.
Well, on that note, shall we get into the questions?
Yes. We posted a little Q&A prompt on basically Unfiltered on Instagram. If you guys don't know about that, you guys should follow. It's fun. But yeah, we posted a little prompt. You threw in your questions. We're going to answer all of them, and we're not going to skip any of them.
Yes.
We're going to answer all 3,000.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The first question, what's your favorite episode so far that y'all have filmed? I want to know both episode here slash also Patreon video, because I recently went through them and I was dying laughing and like all the memories were brought back.
Damn, okay.
Okay, I will say the Friendsgiving has taken the spot for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the way it looks, I felt like I was watching a reality TV show. Yes. The way the cameras are better. Yeah. It's like The Office. It's like the zoom ins.
Cal is getting better with the zooms.
It's amazing. It's good.
Yeah.
Like, just watching that just like made me so happy. Like, it was such a fun, wholesome, I don't know, really funny video.
It felt very like family coded.
Yes.
I forgot that we're being filmed, and I think that's the best way. The best videos are when you forget that the camera is on.
I see that.
And the fact that like people probably think your cooking was a bit, and it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Like, no, it wasn't.
Like, that's what I feel like is so funny about that video. Like, it's none of it was planned. We were like, everyone just bring a dish, and then it was just like so natural.
And you know what it is? Like, yeah, I did put that together as like, you know, a bit, whatever, but I also don't want to really try, because if I really try and it like sucks ass, that's really just sad.
It's better to joke around and not try than to like really try to make something.
But I did try with the ingredients, you know what I mean? Like, I did have the ingredients. I'm sure if Remy had the ingredients I did, it would not turned out like that, you know what I mean?
I told you, points for innovation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Creativity.
Yeah, just the fish sticks on the mashed potatoes really sold it, you know? It was just, man, the stench, I'll never forget the stench.
I still taste it.
That it was swimming in that room.
Okay, favorite pod episode?
Favorite to film was when we dressed up as each other.
Oh,
like, that was just such a fun day of like getting into each other's characters and like leaning into like
it's nice not being yourself for like a whole hour, you know? It was stressful, but like it was fun.
It was definitely stressful, but like, I don't know. There was just like just sitting in the room was funny. Like, the energy was just amazing. Just like looking at each other, like it was just a really good time.
I love how all out we went.
I want to do it again, but just not even address it, not play characters, be ourselves, but dressed as each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can sit in our own chairs, too.
Jeremy,
that fucked me up. When we're sitting in each other's seats, that's, I think, really made it hard. Agree.
Dressed as each other's high school.
I want the nipple shirt. My whole just boom out. Okay. My favorite podcast episode was the judge one, which Heath and I continue to try to ask to do, and we have been shut down.
They don't want that smoke.
They don't want to lose again.
It's stressful. I like can't think of things on the spot like that.
Here's the thing. Also, like, now that you see how bad we were, I know neither of you want us on your team.
No, I would love to. No, you don't. It was fun.
But also, it's hard to debate on something I don't, like, agree on. You know what I mean? Because there'd be topics that, like, I don't, like, agree with.
That's just what makes somebody good. I don't know.
I know.
You hire Zane as a lawyer. I just can't. I just can't argue on your behalf.
I don't know. Just figure it out.
I'm so sorry, though. I always think about the lawyers that get hired for cases where they know their client is guilty. Yeah. They know.
That's a crazy thought. No, like the lawyer knows that he's guilty, but you still have to defend them. You have to give them that.
I don't think I could live with myself if I was defending somebody who just killed somebody.
No, I agree.
That you knew, though. Yeah.
And I'm sitting up there selling it that they did it, and then they get off and I'm like, I just let.
No, it feels dirty.
Isn't that, it's crazy though, like the law is really when it comes to like someone murdering someone, there's like, you won't get caught, like that's illegal, you have to go to jail for that, you have to be punished for that. But like then when a lawyer knows that someone has killed somebody, no, you have to defend them in the end of the day. Isn't that like a crazy fucking thing?
Yeah.
Even if you told your lawyer that, like, yes, I did do it.
No, it's usually just like, we gotta figure out a way to make them,
like, there's a confidentiality. Not enough evidence. Yeah.
I don't know though, because I feel like when I watched a lot of shows, they're like, I didn't hear that. You know what I mean? They're like, don't tell me that. Mm. So I guess to some degree, they just pretend they didn't hear.
So, you know, lawyers go like, whatever happens, you need to be completely honest with me. That's when they mean what you tell them if you actually did that, but they need to figure out a way to get you off. Still.
You know what could maybe, it could also be, it's like if they, maybe in like private quarters or like, you know, confidential conversations is one thing, but if they get up to the stand and have to testify, then it's illegal to lie.
Lawyers can't testify, though.
Can they not?
I don't think so. Right?
I feel like
every lawyer would be called to because they know everything.
That's so true. You're right.
A lawyer can't call a lawyer, like a lawyer, like their lawyer, to testify.
Yeah, I guess probably not.
Right?
Yeah.
That would.
Anyone in law school watching right now, just comment below.
I don't think to testify, but I think you could call them in for questioning, maybe.
I don't know if it could be someone active on this.
Like sketchy if they're doing like shady work.
Oh, put them up there.
Let's get put a that lawyer right on hand here. Up. I would love to get a lawyer on here.
Or no, you put your right hand on the Bible, left hand up.
But think about people that don't believe in the Bible. I'd be lying through my fucking teeth.
I don't believe in this book. I've always thought about that.
Like, isn't that weird? Because like, you know what? Maybe depending on your religion, maybe they bring that book out. Like if it was a Muslim that was on trial,
they bring out the Quran.
Yeah, I think so.
But what about like atheists or agnostics?
They bring out an invisible book.
And then you just like batty cake.
Imagine a Satanist. You have to like. There's this like devil book that they have like found. They're like,
put it on.
That's actually really interesting. What book are they like? How are they swearing in?
I don't give a fuck.
I think it's
the generic Holy Bible in like
the hotel.
I think it's a generic ass like.
Open the pages, it's generic. A hole missing. It's
like, it's a fake one.
It's your security guard's joke in there.
Did you know that people a lot of the times put money in hotel Bibles?
Why is that?
Just figured that somebody who's reading a Bible at a hotel could really use it. Like if you're,
my God.
That's nice. That was good. I would say the debate one was the one where we got like, or this sued, right? Like,
yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, wait. And my favorite Patreon video was. Probably the dance video. That was really fun.
Damn, yeah. It was hard. It definitely the toughest video we've done yet.
Most taxing proud on the I've body. Been.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I really liked our drunk vlog day that we had.
Oh, the best.
Our
fun.
Second video. That was fun. I always remember that one. That was fun.
I loved.
You could say camping.
How'd you know? I really wanted to.
It was a funny video to watch.
I loved Vegas. Like, I really loved Vegas.
Vegas was fun.
That was really fun. Video, though, I feel like the dance video, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud of it, you guys.
Yeah.
Episode, probably the dressing up as each other. Just the nod.
No, it is. It's like the one that you really sticks out.
Also, I'm sorry. The first one was like so fun.
I was going to say the first one, but
the truth or drink one. Like, I feel like we were just so excited. And because we filmed it before it obviously aired.
I'm sorry. Did you guys just see a bird fly over us?
What?
You know, like when you're like outside and you see like a bird just fly over.
Did you feel? Did you see it?
Oh, I think.
Oh wait.
It's the light. Huh? It's not a bird. I promise.
Dude, I was about to call you fucking crazy, and then I saw that. My god.
It felt like a bird just flew over. You know what, like, blocks the sun for a second? Wait, what just happened?
I turned off the recess lighting. I think flickering. But that's funny. I literally thought there was a bird in here for a second, and I didn't see it.
He's going crazy.
No, I literally was like, oh my god, how did I miss a whole bird flying above my head?
All right. By the way, Lisp is getting better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It wasn't even bad to begin with.
We didn't even notice it, Heath. We didn't need to bring it up.
So we did notice it.
Oh, so you noticed it. That's why you talked about it.
All right, next question. Can you give away a month of your guys' Patreon, please, for us broke college students?
We'll do you one better.
Yes. How about we do 20 people get a free full year subscription to our Patreon.
All you got to do is go to our Instagram page, Basically Unfiltered. Follow that page and comment on our last Instagram post that we have on there. Tag 3 friends and we will pick 20 winners out of the comments.
We'll have all the stuff obviously in the description of this video. But yeah, I'm excited because also like we didn't plan that question.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, seamless.
And also look out for scammers. There are scammers always trying to pretend to be us on giveaway winners. So make sure you look for the actual Basically Unfiltered Instagram. We will message you on there.
Verified.
Yes, very good, Remy. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys ready? This one's deep. This one's dark. Do you see a day where you'll say bye-bye to social media? As in posting. I think that's what she means.
Like forever or like a detox day?
No, just like, but I think they mean like, do you think you'll ever like put it to rest and focus on something else?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When?
Zane's getting worried. not like in the near future anymore.
Are you thinking like season 3, season 4, like what were we thinking?
I don't know. I just like don't see me being 60 doing this. Yeah, so it'll eventually change.
I don't know. I see a lot of old people on TikTok.
Also, there's like a market, you know, and we're just going to, they're going to grow with us. They'll be 62.
You know,
that's so interesting to think about.
You know?
It might be really funny to like see ourselves film as really old people. Like it could open another door. Imagine doing Get Ready With Me, but you're like 80.
That's hilarious. These are the new Depends. 3-time water absorption.
There's a whole market.
I sell the shit out of a catheter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, imagine y'all, you got to try this.
A coffin brand deal? Like, are you kidding me?
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking more like the elevator seat that goes up the stairs.
That's a big. Yeah.
Guys, check this out. Look.
Denture glue.
Yeah.
Use my code for 15% off your next one.
You never know. I don't think I see myself stopping for a really long time.
No, Remy's making her kids' Instagram accounts.
I don't think.
Are you going to blur their faces?
I need to sit down and figure it out.
There's perverts on the internet.
What really freaks me out is if you go on TikTok and, for instance, Allison Kuch, is that how you say her last name? Kuch Kutch?
Oh, yes.
K-U-C-H. That's probably so wrong. I'm sorry. And Isaac, her husband, they have their daughter, Scotty. And she just turned 1. She, on her first birthday, they hadn't shown her up until her first birthday. On her first birthday, they posted like this really beautiful video of the baby and like throughout the year. And it was so beautiful. And this is just a specific situation, but this happens like all the time. If you look at posts with babies, the amount of saves on the video it's really strange and really alarming. Like this video had like 50,000 saves.
More saves.
Yeah, it's just all
there's
saves.
Like, there's likes, so there's comments, weird. And then there's saves. Like, why are you saving a video of someone else's baby? You don't need that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that.
So bizarre.
It's very strange. So Cal and I need to decide. But I do think I will continue. I know I'll continue vlogging as a mom, but I just won't make my content like about my kids. But I think I'll make my content more focused on like
about
being
you
a mom.
Yeah. I like that.
I can see you putting like sunny angel faces in front of their face. Like,
I put those little hats on them.
Yeah.
Well,
I can see that.
We'll see.
I like that. And then I know what you mean though, because I feel like a lot of social media parents with their kids are like forceful in the content to where, like,
for sure,
the kid doesn't want to be doing this. No. It's like you doing it because
also they don't know any different.
They can't choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I will definitely have to figure that out.
I also feel like it's like the same vibe as you making your kid do, like, bringing your kid to the office and making them do work also. But it's your
they
job.
They are working, yeah.
Like you,
yeah.
You shouldn't be making your kids do something for your video if they...
Here, make a cry face.
Yeah.
That, the lady with the with the baby in the car video. So bad.
No. Like, look like you're crying. He's like, I am crying.
It's such a confusing thing for a kid to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, but they're like, why am I fake crying on in camp? Like, yeah. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I'm going to do that with my kid. Next question.
He's kidding. Obviously.
If you were all stranded on an island, assign each of you tasks.
Oh, that's good.
That's a really good question.
That's good.
Okay, so Heath doing does everything. Yeah.
I think Heath is tasked with, like, building shelter.
Yes.
And our task is making sure Heath is okay. Because without him, we're done.
I can, I'm really good at just, like, you tell me what I need to do. Like, don't expect me to figure that out because I won't. Just be like, hey, Zane, oh, we need to do this, so you need to grab this, this, and this, then do it like this.
So you'll be his right hand.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure both of you.
And we don't have, like, YouTube on us, right? Yeah, no YouTube? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you'll definitely have to tell me, like, what to do.
No YouTube to watch.
No YouTube to watch, or, like, how to build a shelter on an island.
Yeah. I think if we're doing individual tasks, I think we put Heath in charge of telling us what to do.
Yeah.
Like, he is the leader. You're building the tent. Mm. Alicia will gather, and I will cook.
Wow!
Oh, it's you make some bomb.
Gather like
I'm thinking
food.
Survivor. Like we're getting, like we're getting rice. Now Survivor gives you rice. I'm like, she makes some bomb rice.
We can gather rice. It's fine.
Yeah,
no, we won't. We won't be able to gather rice.
We might be on the island. You never know.
You can get rice on an island.
Maybe.
No, we're eating like coconuts and leaves.
He blew by. Set the tent up. Where are you getting a tent?
No.
He's worried about rice.
No, build.
I would make some coconut milk. I would dry the coconut out and make some coconut fish, some coconut crusted fish.
Oh, we can make like an island Remy Cruise bowl. Yeah,
fresh.
We get the salmon from the ocean.
Yes. Mm.
Do you guys drink coconut water?
I love coconut water.
I've heard so much about like coconut water benefits.
Yeah, it's good for you. Like, it's just, you need to like coconut.
I like fresh is so much better.
Fresh
though.
Is so good.
Like it, like versus the
like straight from the teat.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You got to get the hammer, pull it open. It's got almost like a savory flavor.
I wish there was more in it.
Yeah,
like
that's
I don't
just
want
to
like
say
a shot
that.
Of
it's
coconut
like a
juice
shot of coconut.
No, there's a lot.
Not the coconuts I've had.
Really?
Florida. We get the biggest coconuts in the...
We had coconut trees. I had a big coconut tree in the backyard. Yeah.
Well, it's not a canteen.
That's what I want, though.
That's what we're expecting.
He wants like 32
Stanley, 40 ounces.
But like work to reward.
Exactly.
It's like
having to chop that shit up and only getting a
shucking
shot.
Shucking it. Like...
But you can get so much from it. You get the husk, you get the actual shell, you get the meat, you get the water.
The husk? What's that?
Like the kind of like stringy stuff on the outside.
What do you do with that?
Make a fire. You gotta get a fire with the husk.
Oh, on the outer shell of the coconut. Yeah. Yep.
You turn it into like a clothing insulation for warmth.
Yes.
A bed liner for sleeping on.
Great.
That would be pretty comfy, I think.
Okay, what clothes do we have on us? What are the only, like you're only bringing what you have wearing on you. What are you wearing?
Well, I don't know if we're getting dressed to be dropped off on a deserted island.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Well, really hot during the day, really cold at night.
I'm getting the pants that have the zip-offs.
Very good.
Love.
Smart.
Maybe the three, like
a tearaway pant.
Different levels.
Yep.
But I wish it was made out of sweatpant material, right?
You want it to be like, warm and cozy.
Wait, for night. The black pants I had on earlier are literally like sweatpants with a.
Oh, thank God! So she can dress up.
If you wore those in school, though,
you'd get dogged.
Biggest mistake you could ever make.
Yeah, people don't. People
wearing
don't
the zip off. I wore them one time.
Bullying.
Never again.
Those really? Zip up pants. Yeah.
Aww.
Oh my God, they were cool in California.
Not in Florida.
I still see them now in California.
Yeah, I literally wore them today.
Yeah, but yeah, that and then. Probably wouldn't need a jacket because it's going to be hot, but it would be.
Maybe a little windbreaker.
Windbreaker would be nice. something waterproof, mm-hmm. like a Gore-Tex type jacket.
Gore-Tex, yeah.
Plus, you could use it for multiple things.
Mm-hmm. Remy's gathering like juicy water. Top, juicy bottom. Uggs.
Uggs. The Uggs.
I'm thinking Aritzia.
Skims bodysuit.
Super puff Aritzia full length coat for when I get cold, and I can use it as a blanket or lay on it. When I get tired.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
I would wear these Gucci pants.
And they can double as pajama pants.
Yeah, I know. The zip-up pants are so smart. Yeah, I would do that.
It's so funny. I remember when you bought those, we were wasted.
Yeah.
And we're like, you got to get them, dude.
What's that place?
Mykonos.
Ezekiel.
Yeah, it was when we were in
My
Ezekiel.
My God. Zip-up pants, that great idea. I'm going to go with that. I think I'm going to do a tank top with... long sleeve vintage tee.
Okay.
That red Guy Fieri shirt. Yeah. Get your money.
Didn't know you didn't like it.
The flames.
I would probably do lots of layers, and like obviously we'd start with a really cute bikini at the very bottom.
Monday swimwear.
You gotta
tan. Very durable.
On.
Yeah, and then we'll go layer. So maybe like.
Thermals, tank
I was thinking
top.
Like, a, yeah. Maybe our Columbus merch. I love that shirt.
You love that shirt. Maybe the sweatshirt you're wearing right now.
Yeah, my Shop Remy Cruz.
Oh, I'm also going with water shoes.
Yeah.
Them toe shoes? Because
fast drying, you also got protection on land, and then also, I don't like going in the water. You get, like, yucky toes.
Oh, no, especially on an island like that, there's going to be shit, and like, it's rocks and shit. You don't want
your
that.
Own shit.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing my waterproof Uggs.
Very good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next question is, what is everyone's I kind of made it moment?
I know Alicia and Remy's.
What? You do?
Yeah, when you're in the 2015 YouTube Rewind. I watched it like 3 nights ago.
Wait, you watched it?
Yeah, because it like hit me at night before I went to sleep, like, Rewind. It like hit me that it used to be a thing. So I watched a random one and I'm watching and I'm like, oh my God, Alicia and Remy.
Wait, which one is that one?
It was the campfire one. You guys are all like saying like, we should really start taking care of each other this year.
Do you want to hear the story about that one?
Oh, yes. Funny.
So we were on set. We had just launched Pretty Basic. It was the 2018 one. I thought you were talking about the one.
It was one of them.
Oh no, but I thought you were talking about the I was thinking the soccer one or like
on the beach.
Oh, that one.
I wasn't on the beach. I forget where I was in that.
There was two that I saw you guys were in it. Okay. Yeah.
There's one that really
the one me. That really stuck out was the campfire.
This
one.
Because we had the most screen time.
Yeah, you guys got screen time. You guys are featured experts.
So what had happened was we had just launched Pretty Basic and we were throwing a Pretty Basic launch party. And we obviously had to be at our own launch party, but then we got asked to be in Rewind, which is obviously a huge honor.
It was a huge honor.
They stopped
after the most disliked video on YouTube?
It was that one.
It was Rewind. It was last Rewind.
Wow. It surpassed Baby. Also, just like, as YouTubers, it's like the most, like anytime YouTube recognizes us, we're like, they know who we are. And so they had asked us to come on set, but we're like, shoot, we have our party. Is there any way we can come, do whatever you need us to, and then go to the party after? And they were like, oh my God, yeah, we'll make it work. Don't worry about it.
Also, it was like an event thing. So like it was already planned, like weeks planned. Like there was no way we could miss it.
Yeah, yeah. Like people were coming, like we booked out a space and everything. And so YouTube was really cool. They're like, yeah, for sure. Like we'd love to have them still to some degree. So we went on set. So many people were there, and we get there and they're like, we're going to do this campfire scene where I think it was Liza, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Like Liza.
Yeah, yeah,
Liza's going to like stand up and like give this like speech about how we need you know, to all band together and have community and support each other and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh my God, for sure. Amazing. So they are like so accommodating. They're like, they get everybody in this big campfire scene. I forget who's even in it, but like big YouTubers. And we're sitting there and they're like, okay, so Remy and Alicia actually have to go. So we're just going to get their close up right now. And we'll like, you know, they're going to be there all day long. And so they're like, Remy and Alicia, you're just going to like look at each other, look at the camera, look at other people and just give a smile and a nod. Like we're going to pan to you when, you know, at some point during this speech. And we're like, for sure. Love it. Would you like to pick up?
No, yeah, there was a few like, okay, big smiles, yes, maybe a little like, yes, concern, frowns, like, a little
changes
sad.
Needed.
Change it up. Okay, perfect. Like, you guys are good. Really? That quick? Are you sure? Anything else? No, here, let's get you guys off. You guys can go. We're like, wow, easiest rewind ever.
Obviously, we're like, oh my God, that was amazing. That was so fun. Can't wait to see the real thing. Like, I wonder if we're even going to get cut. Are we going to be in it?
Because past years, like, you would be there all day for like 12, 10 hours, finally wait months for it to come out to find yourself in the back for 2 seconds.
Yeah, that sucks.
So that happened many, many, many times for me. So I remember being like, oh, at least we might get a close up.
Yeah, for a millisecond. Yeah. A millisecond. Yeah, it actually kind of worked out because they had to get just us because they were being really nice. And so we're like, oh, I wonder like what they're going to put in. And so we're watching it. The speech starts. It's this beautiful speech about representation and community and all these things. And then I forget exactly who, but someone says, and we need Asian representation. And it and cuts to Alicia and I going, which we do.
Obviously.
But also, and right obviously, yes.
Also, like, I.
But it's just so fun. You know what, though? We need our allies.
Yes, but all right, like, also the fact that it was me. Like,
no, Alicia and I were watching and we're like, oh. Okay.
Also, like, my true. Short blonde hair. I'm ill.
Oh, yeah, I saw that short
hair. Oh, my God.
It was just like, it was true. It was sweet. And you know what? I know that editor was sitting there being like, okay, so who are we going to cut to for? Oh, Asian girl.
Perfect.
Asian girl and her friend. Okay, love that.
her white best friend ally.
Love it. Okay. And moving on.
That's funny.
Also, that was a good I made it moment. If we knew what the line was, we would have been like, yes, or something. It was more us like yes. So serious.
Yeah, very like.
Like, you almost could see a tear, you know?
He's, remember, every year they'd have, and we're like, are they going to hit us up this year?
They never did.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, the idea was really cool. It was encapsulating the biggest trends of YouTube for the year. That's amazing. And this is also when YouTube
it's
was like the only, like the social platform.
I just remember, I forget. Oh, but also 2018 was like Dramageddon, like all of that. And they would never put like controversial YouTubers in there.
But man, it would do much better.
I remember people saying like even the drama was like such a huge part of YouTube that year. So it felt so weird to not put in like...
Like imagine a scene where it's like two people that were beefing the whole time and they have them together.
What's the Dramageddon?
Like James Charles, Jeffree Star, Tati.
Oh, that time.
Imagine it starts out black silhouette and you
by sisters.
And you just hear and the lights slowly come on and it's just hi sisters, and it cuts into and you did it at my birthday dinner.
Yeah, right. Just like make it fun.
That's why the fan version like. Fan ones went more viral because I feel like it was like, no, this
more
is how
real.
It should have been.
Like it was actually a recap.
Yeah.
It was
real. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they are like a huge business and like they have advertisers and things.
Totally.
So I get it, but it would have been so good. Or if you want to stay away from the controversy, that's fine. But then put like every kid that was on Ellen that year. You know what I mean? Like all these like viral, like real viral moments. Like
yeah.
The Target guy.
Yeah.
And peanut butter
yeah,
baby.
Not Alicia and Remy.
No, Remy.
You know what I mean?
We yeah. don't need to be there.
Hey, that was on our vision board that year, I'm sure.
No, that was definitely an I made it moment for sure.
I forgot that was a question.
But
oh
I did say that for you though, but what was your guys's?
Wait, you guys go first.
Mine was like, being invited on Justin Bieber's like music video.
Oh my god, no, that's crazy.
Like that was like Justin Bieber's music video.
Which one?
Pop star?
Drake.
Drake. My bad. Justin Bieber.
Bieber was the face
Bieber
of it.
Drake.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What? You were on that?
Yeah. Yeah. You've never seen it?
No.
The pop star music video.
I know that song though.
We'll watch it after.
Are you like big in it?
No.
Oh.
No, but
I feel like you had a big part.
But people, like, I definitely, people reached out to
me. I mean,
me.
That's huge.
Like, there was
yeah.
friends that were like, what the fuck are you doing in this video? Because, like, I was
it
one
is
of, like, the
you,
five.
You, like, can clearly
see. I was one of the five guys.
And what was, like, the set experience? Like, and was it a day?
Zane being a cool guy on a Lambo.
Shut up.
This. Crazy. Yeah, it was like
you were a video girl.
It was no, there were video girls. I was like, I was flexing the whole time, and that's not me at all. So it was really weird doing it. But there was like scenes where I was like the camera guy filming Justin. So the scene where there's a shot of Justin Bieber and these girls dancing, and that shot I actually filmed.
No way.
Yeah, because I was obviously they're like they press record. They're like just move with it. But I was holding the camera, and they used that shot. That was really cool.
Oh my god.
And then there's a scene where I was like in the pool. I was talking to a chick. We were drinking Ooh. Champagne.
Was it real champagne?
Yeah. Yeah. They were getting fucked up on the shoot.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
That was really cool. Like just seeing everybody. I was like, wow. Like I really got to see how a music like a
like
Drake music
level.
Video operated. Yeah, that was really sick.
And it was just a one day shoot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was home. I was home for the holidays, and I was home for maybe like two days, right? And I was supposed to be there for like a week and a half. And I got the call from King Batch. They were like, hey, random ass call. Like he just called me. He's never called me before or anything. He's like, yo, sorry. I know this is weird. Like we never talked, but like we're wondering if you were down to be in Drake's music video. And in my head was Drake Bell. So I was like,
so simple, but
because I was like, there's no way that it's Drake,
right?
Yeah,
Drizzy,
yeah, Drizzy Drake. And I was like, wait, like for Drake Bell, he's like, no, Drake, like Drake. I was like, wait, why me? And they're like, they just like asked for you. I was like, what? Like they asked for me specifically, Zane. They're like,
Drake's a big
not
fan,
Zane Malik.
Yeah, they're like, you're gonna be like, it's like five of us, you're gonna be one of them. I'm like, okay, it's like, when are you guys shooting? It's like, we're shooting this shit in 2 days. I was like, fuck. And then in my head, I was like, I don't want to leave early to do this. But then I told my mom this. And my mom was like,
you're going to regret it if you don't.
I was like, you really have to go, honey. Like, that's really, that's a crazy ass. I was like, yeah. And I was already telling, like, mom, like, you don't understand these things. Like, I could show up and, like, I'm in, like, the background. And they cut me. Like, it could really be that moment.
I need to see this.
And then
sorry.
She was just like, honey, just even if it's, just do it. Like, what if, like, you get a bit? I was like, okay.
That's
and
so
I did
sweet
it,
of your
and
mom.
And it was like worth it for
yeah.
that.
But it's
like
true,
moment.
You don't know.
Was yeah.
Justin Bieber nice?
Yeah,
I golfed behind Justin Bieber and I stole two of his tees that he left on the tee box.
Oh, wait, to keep it as like a keepsake. Good. Good
wait,
for you.
That's
anytime
crazy,
I golf, I pull
Zane?
It out and I'm like, "This is Justin
this
Bieber's
is it. Tee." Oh yeah, he left it when we were golfing.
Wait, that's funny.
That
technically,
really...
you were helping clean up.
I was.
When we were doing our YouTube rewind, that's where Zane
no,
was.
No, no, it was 2020 because we were wearing masks on set. So it was 2020, 2021.
Oh. Is your name at the end?
Yeah. They put my name in the end like I was a DJ. So everybody's names caps, is right? normal, and then mine is all caps Zane. Like
it is. Wait, what?
Remy, the whole time, this entire thing, I was so confused. I was like, why?
That is so cool.
What was the week it came out, we were on this yacht, like for a party, and they started playing.
Oh my God.
They started playing it, and Matt looks at me.
I was
he's
supposed
like,
to be in the video.
Matt goes, he looks at me and then goes, hey guys, have you seen this music video?
Stop. Stop. You wanted to say it so bad.
No, I hate that.
That's so good.
That was my I made a moment.
That's cool.
Yeah, that
Did
was
you
really
get
cool.
paid?
No.
Just wondering. No. I'm always curious.
They could have paid for my flight back. You know?
Right. Right, right.
I left my mom. My mom in tears.
Your I made it moment?
Probably when my best friend got on a Drake music video.
That's funny.
It's probably not a I made it moment, but it was like
is
a,
that what the thing said I made it? The I made it moment?
Yeah, like when you had like a I made
Whoa,
it.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't an I made it moment, but it was a moment that I specifically remember that meant a lot to me, and it made me realize that there is a future in social media, and it was like the turning point to be like, okay, let's take this seriously. Like, this is really cool.
Cremota Dragon.
Cremota Dragon. Hey. No, it was when Zane and I got a brand deal for the Purge movie. And they asked us to fly out to New Orleans.
Oh my God.
That was our first like brand trip that we like got to fly somewhere. So
oh
that
my
was
God.
Where and I was paid like, for. What do you mean? Like you guys are gonna fly us out and yeah. do like this whole thing?
Remy.
And
Aww. Shut the
Remy, it's our only brand trip.
No,
we've never had another one after.
I didn't do anything. I was smiling at you.
No,
I
this
swear.
Is that was our only one. But I remember they sent like a black car to come pick me up from my house.
That was sick.
Aww.
And I remember being like, oh my gosh. And my dad, like I'll never forget my dad's face. He was like, holy shit, this is really cool. And
oh, this is when you were living in Florida then?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then like we like went out, did the whole thing, and then came back.
So we were living in Florida. That is crazy.
And then like I had, sorry, I might get emotional.
Ooh. Aww.
Weird, sorry. That's when like I had a talk with my dad. Sorry. Wow, what the fuck? Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Where it was just like me talking to my dad and he was like, wow, you should like really
Holy
like,
shit.
He encouraged like, it.
Try and like push forward and like see this through. Sorry.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Do you feel like at that time you needed to hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, so that was a huge pivotal moment.
I love that your parents were also very encouraging.
Yeah.
Of it
because
they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like a really cool.
Because like, in the beginning, it was a lot of confusion from them. They're like,
yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't get a job if you're posting all these videos. We're like, yeah, but it could lead to, like, I don't know.
Were your parents supportive?
They were supportive, but like, they also had their concerns.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It wasn't like, this is like, you know, they were always supportive.
Yeah.
It was just more like, we're worried that
in case
this,
it doesn't,
this could hurt you with like future jobs. So like, be careful. Of, like, what,
yeah.
It was just more of that. And then there were certain things that would come up like this and that where they're like, oh, maybe, yeah. maybe this is something.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Cool.
That's so cool. Do you have your I made it moment?
I feel like I should do a deep one.
Yeah, you really, yeah, he took that one.
I'm like, sentimental, and then I'll do a funny one. But my first brand deal, it was Slug Books.
What is that?
I loved Slug Books.
It was, they probably don't have any more because I feel like everything's digital now.
That's all I used in college.
But it was where you could buy or rent.
You could buy, use, I would.
School textbooks.
I would buy used books. Yeah. It was amazing and they were so inexpensive compared to like buying a new one.
I remember my, it was like my community manager person was like, hey, we have a deal for you. So it's $1K. And I was like, what does the K mean? Like, I had no idea. I was like, K? Like,
it's going to be one, K?
I was like, what's the K? And she was like, oh, 1,000. And I was like, oh my God. Like, that's like, oh my God. Like, that's so much fucking money. So I was so proud. And my parents really, 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 they were like, they just like never have spent money on themselves ever in my entire life. So they like desperately needed a new dishwasher. So I went to the bank and I cashed my check and I got out all hundreds. And then I like gave it to them to buy a new dishwasher. So I was just like, I know. Cause I was just like, this was my first brand deal. They were like, what is this? Like, why are you giving us all this money? And I was just like,
Are you selling drugs?
I know, literally, where'd you get it?
Thank you, Slug Books, for Alicia's parents' first dishwasher.
Yeah, not first ever.
Oh, sorry.
No, they needed a new one. So that was probably like my sentimental moment, like feeling like I could give back to my parents because they also were extremely supportive.
Yeah.
And then funny one, I don't know, maybe like Beyonce saying my name.
Oh, pretty crazy.
Yeah, that one, because you were like on another planet.
No, like
that week.
Blue.
And Blue.
Well.
Yeah, Blue.
Blue, I hope you're well. No, I feel like I had other ones before that were like, I don't like just like. Even at like IMATS, like I remember the first
Lana.
Subscriber, obviously. I remember my first subscriber who ever came up to me and I wish I had a photo with her and I see it in my head. Can't tell you where the photo is. Can't remember her name, but like she was the first person ever who was like, hey, like I watch your videos. And I was like, can I get a photo with you? Like,
yeah, you know what? I wish I remembered that first encounter. I can't
remember mine.
Oh, you do? I can't remember mine.
And she probably doesn't even know. You know what? Like how much I think about her.
Were you in the massage chair?
I wasn't in the massage chair when it happened, but I was.
You were trying to sell the massage chair.
He's been getting ready. Oh, you're like, a fan.
Give me a second.
yeah, I got like 5 more minutes. On
yeah, 1 second.
Wait your fucking turn.
You know what? Now that you're saying the mall, maybe it happened to me when I was working at the airport.
Probably
it could have been at the airport. Yeah,
I remember really early on. Oh no, that was Paula Abdul.
Oh no, I took a picture with
that's
her.
That's what it was. I just remember something of you working in like a picture moment, but
yeah,
I did,
yeah,
it
my
just
fan.
Hit me that it was you.
No, that was
it was
Ryan
you
Carey.
Freaking out about yeah. Paula Abdul.
No, that was
and I wasn't even a fan of her. It was just a celebrity encounter. Yeah. It was my first celebrity Paula. Encounter ever. Yeah, Paula Abdul. That is great. That was my first celebrity encounter. Was her.
Promise of a new day.
I couldn't believe it. I'm surprised she even stopped. Now looking back, I'm surprised that she stopped and let me take a picture with her.
She's very sweet lady.
She is.
Very
she's
sweet.
She's got a reputation to uphold. Yeah. She is the Paula.
And yeah, shortly after her, I saw Snooki for the first time.
Okay, next question. How difficult was the transition from having one pod to two and balancing other socials?
I don't think there was like a huge transition. It seems like the same just because like I see recording a podcast as just like whether it's this show or the other show, it just like obviously we're recording more now, but there wasn't like a transition period. I feel like it was just like, okay, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it was just like, cool, new project. And like I get excited with new projects. So I'm like I'm looking forward to it and I get excited. So
yeah.
There wasn't like a weird period where
yeah,
we had to
it was
like
just like oh that's a day a day yeah. Every week that we're like okay we'll do this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Was it for you guys?
It was difficult for me, I think, in the beginning
because we're hard to record with.
Yeah, I
no, I genuinely like I get
all,
so excited.
All those branches, oh my god, you have no time for us small people.
I do remember you in the beginning, like when we first started recording together, I remember you having a not a difficult time but like a transition
uh-huh.
that we don't record two episodes back to back as quickly as you guys do. And we've been here since like
we got here at 2 p.m. It's 10 p.m. We're about to wrap up episode
yeah,
two.
We meet up and we do everything but our fucking work. We're fucking
we're kikiing at the kitchen.
We're making uncrustables.
making uncrustables for 45 minutes.
I have to say, once I finally understood that this is just an all-day affair.
It's our workflow.
And I also enjoy it, and I look forward to coming here. I think I just took a lot on this year all at the same time. Yeah, so it was definitely like a very, just a lot was going on at the same time. But I feel like I'm just someone who likes a plan. So as soon as I got everybody on board with my planning, we're all good.
Also, we do work God. Around your schedules, which is nice. I'd rather work around someone else's schedule than mm-hmm. people work around mine. So that's fine with me. And once we started, it wasn't even a transition. I felt like we were working more. We were like filming more,
yay!
Hosting yeah, more.
I also like being busy. Like yeah. I like having things to do, and it feels
yeah.
like a purpose.
It's fulfilling. Yeah. It is
yeah. fulfilling.
It's nice.
It's been really fun.
And now I feel like my weekends are my weekends. Good. You know what I mean? It's like a Monday mm-hmm. through Friday. I'm like actually we're working and filming and doing something Monday through Friday.
I feel yeah. like I thoroughly enjoyed the holiday break. Because it felt more like vacation. Because
yeah, exactly.
we filmed like how many podcasts. I think the biggest thing for me other than, I mean, I never would have ever thought I'd have two podcasts because I don't think I can talk that much. But like those just take priority for me. And then I'll move everything else around that.
I do the same thing. Podcast is usually my top.
And then adding Patreon to, I think Patreon, I underestimated how much more time.
I think for me, yeah. I was really good until Patreon came in. I was like, oh, this is a beast. Yeah. But it's so fun.
Well, we've been able so much, babe.
Yeah, we've been able to work around it.
They're
really
not
well.
Like, some of them, they're easy videos, but a lot of them are like bigger time yeah. commitments, yeah. which yeah. I love doing, but like that definitely was a learning curve.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. But it's nice doing the big commitment ones because we know we're going to get something good.
Like, oh,
the
video's going to be really it. Good. So I have so much yeah. fun hanging out with it. You guys. Seriously. Like I get excited and giddy driving over here always whenever cool. we're coming. Even if we're just like meeting up to do like something random. I really do enjoy it.
Like making crustables.
I'm making uncrustables.
Uncrustable.
Okay. Who was your celebrity crush as a kid?
Ooh, good question.
I had a Jesse McCartney shrine in my room.
You did?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like 50 photos ripped mm-hmm. out from like J14 Tiger Beat on my wall.
Oh. Okay, what age are we talking about? Like childhood crush? Like
oh, yeah,
how old were you?
Know about Britney.
Oh, I was probably like
I was like
13.
When I was like a baby, yeah. it was like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That's right. Your sister. I wish she could be my sister.
I want to kiss her. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I was like 13.
Remy, not like an actual shrine, but just a lot of pictures of him in your room.
Like 50 that oh, I would probably say is equivalent
in
to
my,
a shrine.
In my head, shrine is like candles, yeah. like a fucking...
In my head, a shrine is the bubblegum shrine from Hey Arnold. Like, oh that's God. What yes. I picture. Yes. Just
no,
like a
just
sculpture.
Posters. And I wouldn't kiss him or anything weird. I just like really liked his face.
Oh, okay. That's nice. You said Jesse McCartney?
Love Jesse McCartney.
Jesse McCartney.
And then I went to Harry Styles.
Is that Paul McCartney's brother?
God, no.
Okay.
You know the song, I don't want another
pretty face. I just want just anyone to hold.
We had like the Christian equivalent to NSYNC. Was plus one. AKA plus one more, meaning God. And yeah, I remember we were obsessed with them.
I just had crushes in elementary, middle school. I it didn't like translate to the TV because I
really?
Just didn't because I just wasn't watching anything. I was watching like maybe like Drake and Josh and those were the only thing I was watching on TV. I wasn't watching like music videos or anything like that. So there was no like Britney Spears to like look at or Shakira or
I remember
maybe, like Hilary Duff, but
the girl from Stick It, Missy Peregrine.
Love her.
I remember that was like a phase that I had like when not like a child but when I was like a little bit older.
Yeah, we were like teenagers.
Oh my god, the
it's not called gymnastics.
Oh my god, the kid from Pixel Perfect. He was in a lot of Disney.
Ricky Ullman.
I had such a huge crush on him.
He was cute. Yeah.
What's
everyone's favorite DCOM? Go.
What's DCOM?
Disney Channel original movie.
Oh.
Luck of the Irish.
Oh my god. Oh.
I
can't pick. There's
loved
too
that movie when movie. I was younger.
He was I like Stuck in the Suburbs.
Oh, you know what I liked? A Smart House.
Smart House.
Freaked me out.
He was in Smart House.
Oh, wow. Oh.
The Irish kid.
Okay.
Johnny Tsunami.
They oof. Had their favorites.
That was one we'd watch all the time. Xenon, obviously. Zeta Sepetys.
I liked Go Figure.
The 13th Year.
What happened to all these people?
You know what? People probably say that about us.
It's true.
Okay, I'll go next because I don't think I've even read one yet.
Thanks for contributing.
I haven't really been contributing. Okay, this is funny because we just talked about it, but are you guys actually friends off camera or is it mostly a work friendship?
Oh, shit. Work. I was hoping we'd...
I hate when people ask us this.
Really?
It's just...
Oh, it's so easy. It's really work for us.
Oh, you're just going to tell the truth? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why people can't, like...
We come in, we don't, like, chill. Like, it's just, like, straight to work. It's all about business.
I don't get why people can't understand that, though. Like, just because you're with somebody doesn't mean you have to actually, like, be friends and hang out outside of work.
Yeah, like, you think everyone on a soccer team is actually friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, they're there to work.
Or, like, people at your job. Like, you see them when you work, but you don't necessarily hang out with them.
It's like customer service. You think every person that they're helping over a phone, you think they like them? No.
Okay, that was actually a horrible analogy.
Is it not?
Customer
service. I
think
we were all doing it all good, all pretty good.
But good job.
Shit.
A for effort. No, no. Obviously, if you couldn't tell, I will say I used to, like, now I know when Heath's being sarcastic. It took me months. I'd be like, he's joking, right? Like, you're a little too convincing.
And yeah, like, no, we're not friends off camera.
We're not. Heath, the track theory.
Do you want to talk about
the
that?
The train track theory. I was asking Heath, I'm like, someone put in as a question, like, just debate on the train track theory.
The same as like, what the hell is
a train track
theory? It's like an ethic, like a famous ethical
train track.
Oh,
theory.
Like one, save one person or the whole train?
Right. So you like,
oh, it's a whole train.
There's
I don't know.
On a track and you're next to the lever and you decide which track it takes. On one track is one person. The other track is five people.
What five people we talking?
Isn't it any like five isn't people? It like one pick? Person that you know? Like it's like so it's
people,
your mom.
People
or it's,
take it to okay. like further and further.
But the
like,
whole
it's
point.
A baby. But like the basic one is like you're
one
next to a lever.
Five.
Do you pull the trigger on one or do you let it hit five? So like the whole idea behind it is like. You can either sit there and let nothing happen and it takes out five, or you be the one to put it like.
Oh, so it's already going. And once you make
going,
that move.
It's going at five people. Do you pull the lever to pull it towards the one to save four? So like a lot of people have a hard time being like, I'm the one pulling the trigger.
I would just stop the train.
You can't do that though.
Remy. All right.
Yeah, no, that's
what
hard.
Was the question?
The train theory
before that
we didn't get
there was no question.
Oh,
we were just chit chatting.
Like
we're just being
friends.
We're just being best friends.
Okay, my last question for the night. Are we ready? This is the heavy hitter.
I'm ready
for bed.
This is actually like it's kind of a two parter. So people wanted to know if Heath moves out of LA, will Zane follow?
Oh,
and also when Heath moves out of LA. Will we continue this podcast and will Unfiltered continue as well?
Deep, heavy.
Whoa, so there's a lot on your shoulders right now, Heath. Yeah.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah, this
pull
is
the
a-
lever. Pull the lever, Kronk.
Pull the lever, Kronk.
Think about your answer before.
Okay, first of all, podcast isn't going anywhere.
Ooh, clocked.
So we've already talked about this and we actually talked about this before we even started the podcast.
Yeah.
We will be flying back and forth every 2 weeks to record two pods.
On private jets.
That's right. We're actually filming on the private jet. We built out a set in my PJ. And no, we're just going to fly back and forth and record two episodes at a time.
Just figure it out.
Yeah.
At one point, there will be little babies in here with us. Yeah. Just kicking the stroller. Yep.
But, you know, blurred off faces.
Of course. Sunny Angels.
But yeah, so the podcast isn't going anywhere. That's going to stay going strong. Do not worry about that.
I think we're thinking about even if we had to make like two sets and sometimes we film here, sometimes we film there and sometimes we film everywhere.
Remy's like, I'm not going to Tennessee.
She's like, is basically Unfiltered paying for my flights?
Well, I was like, is he talking about this show or is he talking about Unfiltered? Are we talking about shows?
I'm just saying like in 5 years.
Okay. And are you moving when he moves?
Well, I thought about this. There's a point where Matt and Mariah, or Heath and Mariah will be in Nashville. I think there's a big chance that Matt and Patricia are also moving to Nashville in like 2 years. So the set has to move there. They cannot fly to me. All three, Mariah, Heath, and Matt, flying to me every.
Like it's easier for you.
That's a little selfish of me. So I would be having to fly there all the time to film. Mm-hmm. I think somewhere in that point, I'd be like, what's smart over here?
Yeah. You know? Interesting.
But then we'll have basically unfiltered here. So what am I going to just be pulled on the both directions? It's like a divorce.
A child of
divorce. And be, not again.
Oh, that was really sad.
Oh. Yay, what two Christmases.
We'll all move
to Tennessee.
Two secret Santas.
Yeah. But like, knowing that we'll have to fly to Nashville to me, that sounds like fun. Like I'm getting out of the house.
But yeah, I see down the road, Nashville being the unfiltered headquarters.
Let's just tell them we're looking at houses just a week ago in Nashville.
Sam was getting fired up. He was excited.
Are you in a
move? Yeah. God, do you see the price difference?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The price difference is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We have a nice ass moving out of this fucking state. For the time being, fly back and forth for Unfiltered in this, and then I think eventually Unfiltered would be there because Matt and Patricia also want to move to Nashville, so we could record that there, and then Zane and I would fly back here for basically Unfiltered.
But I could already see the comments. Wow, Zane has to follow that. He can't do his own life. I already see it. No, I'm going for work.
But we need Unky Zane around.
Yeah!
Here comes Uncle
Zane. just smell like cigarettes, gold rings, cheetah print shirt.
Oh, the pants are already there.
Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
Oh, man.
I'm going to bring the best gifts. I already know my gifts are going to be like better than any gifts that they give their kids. So I'm just going to, I'm really going to set in mind. Mine. Yeah. I'm going to be setting in my.
You can't get them little vapes.
Planting my seeds.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a pacifier that looks like a vape.
That's funny.
I'm just like.
Yeah. Like it's fine. It's empty.
All right. Well, that was some tea that you guys spilled.
Yeah, that was the juice. We left the juiciest one to the end.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being so vulnerable.
Yeah. So are you guys moving to Nashville?
Remy, I can see you
in a cowgirl hat living in Nashville.
Yeehaw, with a stable, a horse girl.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Get ready with me as I feed my horses. I don't know. Like, I feel like I see that.
We'll circle back on that conversation.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe a vacation house.
Six months out of the year, Rosie would love the weather.
I could be open.
Rosie would love the weather there. So.
And she could run and hunt. Yeah.
Yes, and so much land for Rosie.
Yeah, mama.
All right, well, that is it for another episode. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed all those questions on our Instagram. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon again, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
And don't forget, we are picking some winners to win a subscription for a year
for
our Patreon. So you guys want to check it out.
Free subscription.
Yes, everybody loves a free subscription. All right, thank you so much. We love you, and see you next week. See you next year. See you next week.
See y'all in Nashville.
See you next Thursday. Why have we never done that?
Wow.
C-U-N-T.
C-U-N-T.
Oh, my God.
See you next Thursday.
Oh.
It does
merch.
Work.
Cunt merch.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Bye, cunts.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.